the time is here. We'll pick you up and dust you off when you're done with Everclear. We're the ones, have some fun, Recovery 101. Recovery 101. The show you gotta hear. We'll bring you back from smoking crack. When you're done, Recovery 101. Recovery 101. Recovery 101.
Thank you to Teddy for our marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak right. ANEOACAGAPALASLASLAACRRMMN. CMA.
Country Music Awards.
HA. DRA. Opiates Anonymous. Anything else?
Probably.
Lip Balm Anonymous.
There's
Fish
more,
World Anonymous.
There's more alphabet left.
Cityville Anonymous.
Farmville Anonymous.
Okay. YTA.
YTA.
What?
YouTube Anonymous.
YouTube Anonymous. We don't speak for any of those guys.
Anonymous Anonymous.
On and on, we don't speak for, well, we kind of do speak for on and
you
on.
You speak
and
for on.
On
and on.
I do. I'm the spokesperson for on and on and on.
Keep speaking.
Welcome. Yeah, we're waiting for you to continue.
Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B., as always, with
Shelley.
And Mark.
Sweet. So this is the time for banter. Banter, Shelley, banter.
Well, please banter back and forth with us.
Well, what is it that you want me to say?
I don't know. You said, did you kiss him?
Yes, I did.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Wow. Mark has real fans.
Man love.
Yeah, he gets kissed.
He's about to move to Philadelphia.
I didn't get kissed.
I didn't even get a handshake. So there you go.
Neither did I.
I was kind of thinking, thank God I didn't get kissed. I'm just saying.
Oh, he's cute.
Okay, so that's... So I'm guessing that's enough bantering then?
Yes, go ahead, dear.
Well, it's time for the boozy news and the news not fit for news. And the news not fit for booze. Well, I completely missed out at the beginning of that.
You guys are lame. Lame Foley. Lame Foley.
I was busy caught up in my banter.
That was a Foley catheter.
Carol Witcher claims that her dog, Floyd, discovered the cancer in her breast in 2008.
Oh. Did this story involve peanut butter?
No.
Okay, I'm just checking.
He sniffed her.
Cheesy mothers choose to.
And then he sniffed her right breast really hard and started sniffing and sniffing and sniffing and sniffing.
I'll bet he did.
And she knew something was wrong. So she went to the doctor and it was discovered that she had breast cancer.
Wait a minute. Is his name Billy Joel?
The dog?
Yeah.
No, Floyd.
Floyd, the barber.
Well, you know, Billy Joel, Christine Brinkley, didn't they date?
They were married.
Oh, there you go. Her dog's name, you know, Billy Joel.
Yeah.
And he sniffed out the cancer in her boob.
Actually, there may be something to this story.
Yeah, there is. It's really degenerate.
The breath of cancer patients has compounds in it that are different than the breath of normal of people that
your
are not sick.
Breath doesn't come out of your boob.
True, but they're saying that he may have been actually smelling her breath.
Clearly, that's why he pushed his nose into her boob. Yeah.
They're actually working.
He was smelling
on
her breath.
Some researchers from Emory. The Cancer Institute at Emory University are actually working on trying to create a machine that can analyze the breath of people that may have cancer to determine whether or not they have cancer.
Yeah. You know, but a mammogram will work real well, too.
Sometimes. Sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes it misses things.
Maybe it's a best friend of mammogram.
But you know what? If you rescue a dog from the pound, it doesn't cost you anything. That's cheaper than a mammogram.
Yeah, that's true.
It's a best friend of mammogram.
That's right. That's right.
That's very true.
How come we don't have that gene?
I think I do. Ladies?
24 a day.
Bow, chicka, bow, bow.
Brother.
I saw a video like that one time. It's got these two kids. These two guys are like about 13, 14, and they did a video, and they're like, women of Canada, we're all for breast cancer awareness. And these boys are like, if you come over to our house, we'll help you feel for lumps in your breast. I'm thinking, what an awesome idea. These two kids. Sweet.
In Australia.
Wish I'd thought of it.
In Australia, in St. Kilda, Australia, actually, a Chinese restaurant staff worker went out and presented a bill to a man who was in the process of being loaded into an ambulance.
Wow.
Yes. I'm not exactly sure how they expected him to pay while he was being loaded into an ambulance, strapped down to a gurney, but they did. And apparently this is causing much outrage.
You pay now. You know,
if they ever loaded me onto a stretcher in a restaurant or rolling me out, on my way out, I'd turn around to people waiting. I'd go, don't get the veal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just like my dad. Don't eat the fish.
Wait, sorry, hold on.
Especially in the Chinese restaurant, don't eat the veal.
Yeah.
In Sanford,
Florida.
There you go.
Jeez. Authorities are trying to identify a shopper who urinated on more than 100 packages of cough drops inside a Walgreens. They don't know why. They said he looked like a normal, ordinary shopper, except for the fact that he suddenly unzipped his pants, whipped it out, and started peeing on the cough drops.
You know.
Nobody knows why.
You know, but it's Walgreens. If it was Walmart,
it'd be a normal day.
Yeah, it's like clean up on aisle 7.
Wow. That's awesome.
Billy Bob's in the store again.
You think there was any booze involved in that?
No.
It doesn't say. And cough how drops. Would they know? He was caught on video. They don't know.
They could test the urine.
Well, James McGreevy. Do you guys remember James McGreevy?
The name sounds familiar, but I cannot place him.
He was New Jersey's former governor who came out of the closet and then resigned from his post.
Right.
Well, he went to get his master's in divinity, which he did, and then he attempted to become a priest in the Episcopal Church, but he was denied. And here's the actual quote from the Episcopal Diocese on why they declined to allow him to become a priest.
Okay.
It was not about him being gay, but for being a jackass.
Oh, perfect.
He didn't come out of the divorce looking good.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think
that's the official word. The official word from the church. It's about being a jackass.
The Episcopalians?
The Episcopalians, yes.
Yeah, enough said.
Hey, I like the Episcopalians.
Nice. Not anymore.
Sort of like Catholic light.
Catholic light?
Without the guilt?
Yes.
Like Lutherans?
Yeah.
Perfect.
In Billings, Montana.
Tell me somebody was drinking.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Go ahead.
Andy was a transient. But he wandered into an Alcoholics Anonymous meeting, which you'd think would be a great place for him to go.
Yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Except for he had a knife sticking out of his shoulder.
Was it bothering him?
Well, it wasn't bothering him, but it sure bothered the meeting because they called the police and they called an ambulance. And he didn't seem to be all that fussed. But they took him away.
He's going, don't share about drugs in an AA meeting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was drunk.
Robert, who sent this story in, said that that you should just tell the guy, keep coming back.
Without a knife in your back.
Don't stab him.
Yeah, really.
Awesome.
In Salem, New Hampshire, a large number of Salem residents said they received phone calls claiming to be from a bank between midnight and 2 a.m. on Monday. This is a new thing called...
Was it a Nigerian bank?
No, it's just... Well, what happened was it was an aborted attempt at a vishing scam, which is voicemail phishing, trying to get information. Basically, the phone call would come in and said, this is a call from your bank. We need to talk to you regarding your account, yada, yada. Please press 1.
You'd press
1, and then what I supposedly that thought what was supposed to happen was that you would give them your information, but what ended up happening was they got hung up on. So it was an aborted attempt at phishing.
Okay.
But I included in the boozy news not just because it was sent to me, but because, you know, as a
public service
announcement, the bank will never call you asking for your information. They have your information.
Yeah.
They won't call you and ask for it.
Yeah, I love that.
And if you get a call from somebody that says they're from your bank asking for information, go to your bank.
It's like all the online things. It's like, you know, Craigslist, all this. We will never call you to ask you for your Craigslist password. We will never send you an email to ask you for your Craigslist password. If anyone does that, don't give it. Tried to scam me on Facebook just the other day. Please log in to continue. I'm like, I'm already logged in. Time to change the password.
In Yakima, Washington.
Yakima. I've been there.
You guys have gone through all my boozy news, so I'm going to old stories.
I've been to Yakima.
Gabby Rodriguez is a teenager at the high school there. For her senior project, she pretended to be pregnant for 6 months.
I saw that story. That was great.
Yeah, she really socked it to him. She did a good job. Nobody found her out. It was a very limited number of people who actually knew she wasn't pregnant. Mm-hmm. And she wore a graduated pregnancy belt thing that she actually made herself. Mm-hmm. And the reactions that she got from some of the kids were quite startling. I mean, how, you know, some of the kids turned on her, were quite cruel to her. You know, her boyfriend knew what she was doing. He was one of the very few that knew. And he came under a lot of fire, too, because, you know, here she's appearing to be pregnant. Obviously, it would be his kid. But then there were kids that were saying, you know, horrible things about her, you know, screwing half the football team and stuff like that. I mean, just nasty stuff. And the principal of the school was in on it. And he was quite proud of her for what she did, how she brought a lot of negative attitudes and stereotypes to light with what she did. I think she did a fantastic job.
Wow, just wiped out her friend base, huh?
Yeah, and it kind of took over her entire senior year. She gave up her senior year, basically, to pretend to be pregnant so that she could do a social experiment.
But she got an A.
Oh, yeah.
I'll bet she did.
Yeah, the teacher knew, the principal knew, the boyfriend knew. And
even her own siblings didn't know.
No, her parents knew.
Right.
And the boyfriend's parents knew.
Yeah, probably a good idea.
Yeah, that's...
Of course, the boyfriend's grandparents were going freaking insane. Nice.
Yeah. It's quite a good story. In Vancouver, Canada, a Canadian comic has been ordered to pay $15,000 to a woman he taunted along with her same-sex partner during a show in a Vancouver restaurant 3 years ago.
See, I think that's out of bounds right there. I think it's out of bounds.
Well, they say that...
The lawsuit thing is out of bounds because it's a comedy show.
What do they say?
They say that comedian Guy Earle directed homophobic and sexist insults at her when she was a patron, and he was master of ceremonies at an open mic comedy show.
Yeah.
Of course.
That's what they do when you sit, like, up front at a comedy show.
Yeah.
What I want to know is why the comic isn't suing for battery because the woman that he was heckling or checking, whatever,
him.
Threw a drink in his face.
He should countersue.
Assault and battery.
Yep.
You'd think.
Assault with a deadly drink.
Yeah.
What if he was an alcoholic?
She's trying to kill him.
Oh, she's trying to ruin
assault
his
Assault with a deadly weapon.
That's right.
Awesome.
Dude, I hope you're listening to the show. You're taking notes.
Yeah, really.
I'll sign your court card for you.
Yeah, nice.
For $20.
Fill it out completely in 4 different colors of pen.
Now, tell me that these people were not drunk.
These people
they
were
weren't
not
drunk.
In New York, Muhammad Alam is being paid $5,000, was being paid $5,000 to drive a pair of friends to Los Angeles from New York. They were celebrating a birthday for a friend of theirs in Queens and suddenly decided to do something magical. So they hired this cabbie to drive them to California. They had to have been drunk.
What was the fare?
$5,000.
From New York to California?
Yes.
That's actually a bargain.
I was going to say, that was a deal. That was a deal. I'd do that. I'll do it right now. I'll drive someone to New York for $5,000.
A friend of mine hired a limo to drive him from Las Vegas to Los Angeles on 9/11 when they couldn't get any flights out of Vegas. $2,000.
Wow.
Wow.
Awesome.
Well, That's the end of the boozy news. Is there a woman you love that drinks too much or uses drugs? Or maybe that woman is you. At Casa de las Amigas, we can help. Casa de las Amigas is a beautiful facility nestled in a quiet Pasadena, California neighborhood. We have beautiful flowers, soothing fountains, and comfortable rooms, all very reasonably priced. Casa de las Amigas has a superb reputation in the recovery community and society at large. We have provided substance abuse services to women for over 44 years who are in search of a productive and sober life and the opportunity to achieve it. There is a spiritual wind that calmly flows across the grounds of our facility, touching the women with a willingness they may have never experienced before now. We have 30, 60, or 90-day residential treatment programs, intensive outpatient treatment, and our sober living environment provides the opportunity to work or obtain an education while living in a safe, sober atmosphere. Our caring and compassionate counseling staff walks the women through the complex recovery process with dignity and grace. For a free assessment, please call us at 626-792-2770. 626-792-2770.
Recovery 101, clean and sober, internet radio, yeah.
Don't forget the Colleen Williams 16th Annual Charity Golf Tournament to benefit Casa de las Amigas, May 23rd, 2011, the San Gabriel Country Club in San Gabriel, California. If you want more information, go check it out at CasaDeLasAmigas.org.
.org.
.org.
Oh, .org.
Wow.
.org.
.org.
I have a joke for that, but I'm not going to go there. And if you want, you can call Kate Call, 626-795-5505. That's one more time. Call Kate Call, 626-795-5505. Five. We're going to be there.
Be there.
Yeah, if you want to meet us, come out to the charity golf tournament, buy some stuff, check out the place. Right. It's awesome.
Come play golf.
Come play golf. We were contemplating a day of West
and wee waxation.
You wascally wabbit. We were going to put this topic off just like everyone normally does.
Step four.
Yeah. Shelly, would you like to put it off?
Yeah, let's just do the lead-out music now.
Or better yet, let's just start it.
And then not finish it. Yeah. We'll just go to about minute 21.
And go and drink?
Then... Yeah.
We'll just put it at about minute 21, and we'll just stop then.
Okay.
No lead-out music or anything. We'll just stop.
I've actually got people...
just going to let it be quiet for a minute. People will be like, wait a minute.
I've actually got people who like tell me that I had one guy just recently tell me that his mom recently found his rough draft of his fourth step.
Rough draft?
And I said, I said, rough draft? What, did you have to clean it up afterwards?
Yeah, what are you, writing the great American novel?
Yeah. So.
So, Shelley.
Yeah?
With the puzzled look on your face.
I'm still back on the rough draft. Like, who does a rough draft?
That's what I was thinking. And then who leaves it laying around where their mom can find it?
Well, here you go. Fourth step. Took a fearless and moral inventory of ourselves.
Yes, I did.
Let's hear your opinion. It's step four.
My opinion is that it's very important.
Speak to it. On it. How do you work it? Mark and I'll just sit here and be quiet for the next 40 minutes.
Yeah, right. I didn't have that much trouble with my second one because I had decided that I was just going to do it. Once you just decide to do it, it's not, I mean, people make it into this big, huge, hairy deal. Like it's this horrible thing that, you know, oh my gosh, I have to do this and it's going to take me forever and it's going to be so terrible. And I don't want to tell anybody all this stuff and blah, blah, blah. But it's really not that bad.
Agreed.
That was the second time I did it. The first time I did it, I had that attitude. I went into it with that attitude that it was going to be this horrible, laborious thing. And you
made it that way, didn't you?
And I made it that way. And I left a couple of things off the inventory that I was too afraid to talk about, that I was too afraid to share with somebody. And as a result, I drank. You know? It didn't work. You can't leave anything off. The whole thing is it's a thorough house cleaning. What does it say in the book? If you leave some of the worst items in stock,
Yeah, business will
inventory.
Go broke.
Yeah,
without a good inventory.
Right.
How about you, Mark?
I was at the topic generator meeting last night.
Sweet.
And somebody shared that they were very relieved. They just finished their four step. They worked on it for 2 years.
Holy crud. What?
Wow.
How could you possibly work on it for 2 years?
I did two in 2 years.
I was going to say, that's a long time to be on the edge of drinking or using.
The fourth column took them 10 months, I think.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think I spent a couple of weeks
Jinx
writing mine.
Minnesota. So.
I went. My sponsor, when he put me on my four step, I've told the story before. I started it, and he asked me a couple weeks later, how's your four step coming? Coming great. Asked me a week later, you're done with your four step, working on it. Finally, he said to me, where exactly are you on your four step? And I said, well, I got most of it in my head.
Jeez.
Nice.
And there was a four step workshop coming up the following weekend.
Oops.
So I went to the four step workshop, knocked my four step out in a day.
Wow, that's impressive.
I went with her.
Oops.
Uh-oh.
She also did her four step in a day. We decided to do our fifth steps with each other.
Ooh, so much for that relationship.
Her was no longer her by the time she was about halfway through her inventory.
Wow.
And I called my sponsor and said, went to the four-step workshop, did my fourth and fifth. He goes, you still got it, right? I said, yeah. He said, good, bring it over. So I already did it. I'm done. Bring it over.
He said, not so much.
So I brought it over, and he took a look at it and goes, you're missing a column.
Oops.
So, yeah.
The whole year part?
Yeah. Column number four.
Let me ask you guys this.
Yes.
Because I don't really know why this is. Speaking specifically about the big book.
Oh, yeah.
Why is there no fourth column in the instructions on how to do inventory?
I've always wondered that, too.
Because everyone talks about the four-column method.
Mm-hmm.
Yet the big book, which lays out the method on how to do it, does not have a fourth column. And I just wondered.
We've done them wrong up till now?
Well, I'm just wondering where. I mean, obviously, at some point, the fourth column came into play.
Your
maybe
role
not,
in it?
Maybe yeah. Not when the book was originally written, but I just have never been privy to exactly when that happened.
Just do it.
Well, maybe the fourth column got added because of the 10th step. Where we were wrong, promptly admitted it.
The peanut gallery is biting her lip. Tell us, oh wise peanut gallery, where did the fourth column come from?
Oh, it was in the book.
It was in the book?
Oh, I won't see the book.
Oh. I don't know where the book is at right now.
Mine's
we don't have
in my
the big
car.
Book. The big book's not in the studio tonight.
Yeah, mine's in my car.
But
I got a question. I got a question
that.
Though. Mm-hmm. If I'm doing online recovery, can I just cut and paste?
From someone else's inventory?
Yeah. I'm just wondering.
Yeah, I don't know what you cut and paste from.
It's just stuff you find online.
Dude, if you could find inventories online, that would be awesome.
Yeah.
Myinventory.com.
Hey, you know what?
Well, we hate to tell you your password got hacked. What?
No!
What?
No!
What? That would be awesome.
Mr. Wizard.
Awesome.
I just wondered.
Yeah.
I thought Shelly would respond. She's the pro online recovery person.
I'll
tell you what.
Yeah, exactly.
I would not write my inventory online. I'll tell you that.
Why? Well, if you do it online recovery.
I'd write it in my computer, though. Except for it works better if you write it by hand. For
A
some
lot
reason.
Better.
And I don't know why that is. But it
yes.
seems to.
It's the power of the pen.
Yeah, you have to write it out.
You feel the words go from your brain down your arm into the pen and out onto the paper?
That's it.
Yes. You
How
can't.
You can't feel that going from your brain down your arm in your fingers and mm-hmm. out onto the keyboard?
And you can't email your inventory to your sponsor.
Oh, you could,
well,
but
if
it's
you're doing online
dangerous.
Recovery, you can.
Well, I suppose if you're doing online recovery, yes.
Yeah.
You'd have to.
You'd have to.
Absolutely.
In which case, you'd have to type your inventory.
And my shirt. You'd make drafts.
That's where the rough draft comes in. You have to write it out longhand first and then type it in.
My first inventory.
You can scan mail it.
My sponsor could not get me to write it. Could not get me to write it. Could not get me to write it. Could not get me to write it.
And do a couple more of those.
Could not get me to write it. Could not get me to write it.
One more.
Yeah, could not get me to write it. Okay. It would have been. It could have been five more than that. And just for months were going by and I wasn't doing it. And he said, hey, why don't you come over and spend the weekend with me? We'll hang out, go to some meetings, chase some broads. We'll do all that. And he had a real nice house up in the hills. And I said, okay. And he said, can you do me a favor and stop by Thrifty's, which is a little, drugstore, and bring me a pack of Bic pens and a notebook, a Mead notebook. I didn't think anything of it. I said, okay. I got to his house. He says, your room's over here. I go in there. There's nothing in the room except a bed and a table. There's no clock radio. There's no TV. There's no nothing. And I put my stuff in there, and he goes, sit down and write your inventory. And I said, dude, what are you talking about? I'm not going to write my inventory. And he said, I know you got nothing planned this weekend, so sit down and start writing. And I will come and get you for dinner. And I sat around for about an hour and doodled and stuff. And then I realized that I was going to have to write it.
What'd you have for dinner? Trollamandine?
Don't remember. And after dinner?
Yes.
He said, go back and write and I'll come and get you for a meeting. And after the meeting, I said, aren't we going out to coffee? He said, no, you're going back to write until you go to bed. And I'm going to wake you up. You woke me up at 6 a.m. to start writing again. 3 days of that.
That'll teach you.
Yeah. And you know what?
What?
Made me write my inventory. Needed to do it. Got it done. You'll have to tune into the next show next week.
You can tell us about
to hear what happened with the fifth step.
Yeah. I know. I'm biting my tongue about fifth step stuff.
Yeah.
Well, it's difficult to talk about one without the other, but can we agree that it's a must do?
Well, yeah. You can't work the program without it.
Well, you know, it's there's certain things about the fourth step that are just a little tough. Searching and fearless means I got to look inside of myself and not be afraid of what I write.
True.
Moral.
Yeah, that's a moral. Big, that's a big moral. Small world. Word world.
Yeah.
Small word. Small word. Small big word. Big small word.
You know
whatever.
What's really funny? You read a lot of the inventory there. Nothing moral about it.
No.
Yeah.
Although, you know, it's funny because you hear many people talk about writing good things in your inventory as well. Because when you take moral inventory of yourself, it doesn't mean it's all bad.
No, but it's not all moral either.
No. And not that many, you know, my experience is not that many people write a lot of good things. That usually that's the kind of thing that when you're doing your fifth step or something, your sponsor will talk to you about.
So if your sponsee showed up to do a fifth step and you looked and read the inventory and said, I only wrote down the stuff I did that was moral, would that be a fourth step?
No.
According to the definition.
A moral inventory.
By definition, you're just doing an inventory of what's moral. Knock it out in 5 minutes.
Maybe it's
done.
A morality inventory.
I think they mean moral as in you have to be upstanding enough to admit to everything.
Oh.
Textbook definition, baby. Here comes Shelley with the Webster's. Look it up online. Online recovery, Webster's Dictionary.
Moral as in on your honor, you'll be honest.
On your honor, I will do my duty to God and my country.
Yes.
That's part of the Boy Scout creed right there. Shelly,
my alert just went off. I have my stress test tomorrow morning.
Nice.
Let's see if I have stress.
Shelly?
I can tell him that. That's a stupid study.
Are you paying him for that?
I'll pay somebody for that.
Dude, just hand me some money. I'll do it for you right now. You're stressed.
Yeah.
Shelly?
Yes?
Ever had any... We're getting near the end, but you ever have any sponsees do an inventory with you yet?
Not yet.
You got one
soon,
coming
hopefully.
Up on it, though.
Soon, hopefully.
Coming up on it right here. She's in the peanut gallery. Shout out to Lindsay. Several million people just heard your name. They're like...
And Lindsay Lohan's going to sue you.
Yeah, Lindsay Lohan's going to be like, what the hell?
Yeah. They're not talking about me, and I'm the only Lindsay out there.
Well, what would your final thoughts on the inventory subject be, Shelley?
Get her done.
Get her done. That's it?
That's it. I mean, what else is there to say? Just right. Do it. Do it or you're going to die.
It's a Nike commercial. Mark?
Do an inventory. You're going to do another one anyway.
Sweet. My final words on the subject would be similarly to both of those. You know what? Your chances of going out are much higher when you're doing your inventory, and your chances of going out are much lower after your inventory and your fifth step have been done. And if that's the way it works, I say do it, get it out of the way, and you know what? Here, this is it.
Okay, go ahead.
I love this.
Pearls of wisdom from Bruce.
This is almost a pearl necklace of wisdom right here. There's so many pearls in it. I liken it to a bad cup of coffee. When I came to program, I was like a bad cup of coffee. That one that's been sitting on the counter for a long time, it's like a little green around the edges. It's been there too long. It's a lousy cup of coffee. So what I do, I go to meetings, I start pouring good coffee in. It mixes with the bad coffee. It gets a little bit better, but not really. When you do your inventory in your fifth step, you pour out the old cup of coffee. When you go to meetings, you fill it up with nothing but good coffee. Ooh, your life's so much better.
All right, then.
These guys are just like, I got nothing on that. Shelly?
Mm-hmm.
Tell Mark what you want to hear.
What? Tell Mark what I want to hear?
Yeah.
About what?
Bruce, Mark, you got any friends online?
Yeah, we do.
Oh, well.
We've got intherooms.com.
.com.
That is an online website. It's absolutely free. They got, you can join the A of your choice, baby. Bow, chicka, bow, bow. And,
that was enter the A of your choice.
Enter the A of your choice. Ooh. It's all free. They've got, speaker tapes. They've got online chats. They've got online meetings. They've got different recovery resources and links. It's all free for you. Intherooms.com.
Free for you.
Shelly?
Yes.
Do we have any friends back east?
We have Bruce.
The other white meat.
He runs the 12-Step Gazette at 12stepgazette.com.
.com!
You can go and read his fine publication online. You can subscribe, or you can get it emailed to you, or you can subscribe, and he will send it to you in the post.
The subscription?
Prescription. Sweet. Email addresses, Mark?
You can email us at recovery_101@hotmail.com.
.com.
recovery101radio@hotmail.com.
.com.
And recovery101radio@gmail.com.
.com.
gstring.com.
And if you'd like to advertise with us, or if you'd like, are interested in a career in sales, you can.
A crack career in sales?
A crack career in sales. You can email us at recovery101radiosales@gmail.com.
.com.
Wow.
Yikes.
Mark.
What?
Who's the lead out music by?
AC/DC.
Ooh, nice one.
Shelly's like, yeah, baby. Everybody, try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
We're out.
Take care of you.
The social pages say I've got the biggest balls of all. I've got big balls. I've got big balls. They're such big balls. And they're fancy big balls. And he's got big balls. And she's got big balls.
But we've got the biggest balls of them all.
And my balls are always bouncing. And my ballroom always full. And everybody comes.